he took them all with him. Shout from the ground. There used to be grace. There used to be meaning. I have no words. I think he took them all.
Also released a very powerful live video for your song No Words. What was the inspiration for that one? It's a song for Leonard Cohen. So it was written, usually we take like months to write a song. That one happened in a day. We just wrote that song after he passed away. I guess it's a grieving song. Like it's very, it's the kind of stuff that have like the lyrics in it are very of the moment, you know. It's stuff you would say maybe the very moment after someone dies when you're just processing that grief. So it's a more intense song than like we don't walk around mourning, you know, on a daily level the passing of Leonard Cohen. But you know, that day we did, and so that's what the emotions expressed are about.
You've toured extensively across Canada, the United Kingdom, and Europe, and have performed at numerous festivals here at home, as well as Glastonbury Festival in the UK. And you also opened for Buffy St. Marie across Western Canada. Can you tell me about just one show that stands out in your mind as a particularly memorable one?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. As you said, there's a lot of shows. No, I don't tend to think like that. I don't tend to, there are moments, but I think in terms of more of a whole. Like I think in terms of entire tours or entire years or entire album cycles. It's really hard. Some of it gets blurred after a while, thinking of, you know, one specific moment. Since I blabbered on long enough to figure out the answer, I do. We were playing a really small, like 60-person house show just outside of Ottawa on the last tour, and a woman there came, and it was her very first live concert ever. But she was about my age, like maybe in her mid-30s, and I was wondering why it was her first live concert she'd ever been to, and she said that she'd just gotten. She was mostly deaf, and she'd just gotten an ear operation, which allowed her to kind of hear in different, you know, she could kind of space out the different instruments. Before, it was all just kind of a muddle, and so live concerts were not that fun for her because it was all just kind of one sound. And so this was the first time she'd been to a concert where she could hear distinct, she could like tell the difference between the banjo and the bass and the guitar. They all had a different register for her. So I thought that was just amazing to be the first concert that someone had been to where they're kind of hearing live music for the first time. So, you know, it was really, it was cool. We talked before and after, and I was like, so how was that? And she was like, yeah, it was very different.
What are the best and worst things about being such a hard touring band?
The worst thing is for sure being away from normal life of like home and like being able to join a softball league and the strain it puts on a relationship. The best thing is being able to call all of these places around the world home in a different way. So we can go to Berlin now and we have friends there and we have people who come to the shows and we can go to other weird corners of Germany and also say the same thing. And we can go to the UK and have very close friends and we can go to Saskatoon and have close friends. And none of that would be possible if we didn't tour. So I'm really grateful for that.
And I understand you have a Western Canadian tour coming up in support of your new record. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's this weird mix of like, it's pretty short. It's like 10 days from Vancouver to Winnipeg, and we play, you know, bigger venues in the major cities, and then we play small, intimate kind of house concerts in rural places like Red Deer and Millerville. And then we play like, yeah, the Wise Hall in Vancouver and the West End Cultural Center in Winnipeg. So it'll be great. It'll be great to do a mix of those kind of small and larger venues.
Do you have a website we can go to check out those tour dates?
No, we do not believe in websites. Just kidding. We're fugitives.ca. Not the fugitives, just fugitives.ca.
See, it was worth asking.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd like to take us out with your song Lights Out. What can you tell me about that one?
Lights Out is written for Adam Capay. He is the inmate in the Thunder Bay prison who was put in solitary confinement while he was waiting for trial, and they left the lights on in his cell. So he was there for 4 years in contemporary Canada while he was waiting his trial. So it's an incredibly sad story and incredibly sad to think that this could happen to an inmate in Canada. For reference point, the UN suggests that 15 days in a cell with the lights on was considered torture. So this was 4 years. He's also an Indigenous man, and I think it's probably not lost on anyone that that would not happen to someone if they were not Indigenous. So I think it requires everyone to look hard at institutional racism still happening in Canada, specifically also like in the prison system, very entrenched, and there's a lot of work to do there. So yeah, it's just a really, really sad story. And so the song is dedicated for him.
Very powerful song. Brendan, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Think of caves, polar nights, those that drown. The silent hem of the ocean floor, black on the way down. Get lost in the lost sleep and dream your way through the underground to a place you'd rather be. 'Cause for all this there's nothing to say. Everyone has only let you down. There's a room on a street where one day you might be, with a love and the lights out, with a love and the lights out again. Think of cells. I hear the heart of your history beating, you're screaming down the walls. I can't sleep in this bad home. A thousand miles of living skies, your tiny lighted room. But for all this, there's nothing to say. Everyone has only let you down. There's a room on a street where one day you might be, with a love and lights out, with a love and lights. Through the underground is a new man.